AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Boone, North Carolina, a lengthy standoff ended with two deputies killed. The bodies of three others were found, including the suspect. Sheriff Len Hageman says deputies responded after the homeowner and his family didn't report to work or answer telephone calls.
He was waiting for the officers, and we had had an issue with him over the weekend.
Hageman told WSOC-TV the suspect's mother and stepfather died. It appears the suspect killed himself. The nation's economy, the nation's economic recovery from the pandemic, is showing signs of momentum. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Americans are spending more, and so is the government. Two factors economists say are leading to a remarkably fast recovery. The economy last quarter grew at a brisk 6.4% annual rate, and the current quarter is expected to be even better. One economist says all the economy's engines are revving up. Jobless aid applications last week hit the lowest level since the pandemic began, and the housing market's strong heading into the summer. As more businesses reopen, Americans are increasingly shopping and eating out, and record-level federal spending's poised to flow into the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the number of people filing claims for unemployment last week reached the lowest level since the pandemic hit last March. Eight people have been indicted in Ohio in the alcohol-related death of a college student who was found unconscious after a fraternity party. School officials say 20-year-old Stone Foltz died 3 days after he and other fraternity pledges at Bowling Green State University were each given and encouraged to finish an entire bottle of alcohol at an off-campus party. An Iowa man charged with leaving a threatening voicemail telling Governor Kim Reynolds she should be hung for treason is defending his comments as free speech. This is AP News. The nominations for the Billboard Music Awards created some interesting situations. Here's the AP's Margie Zauerletta.
While the Grammy nominations ignored The Weeknd, despite his song Blinding Lights being everywhere in the past year, the Billboard Music Awards do not. The Weeknd leads the BBMAs with 16, including Top Artist. These awards are based on sales, streaming, and airplay, which means Morgan Wallen has earned 6 nominations. He lost a lot of radio play after a video surfaced of him using a racial slur last year, but his sales are still extremely strong. The awards producers say they cannot deny him the nominations, but they will not include Wallen in the show on May 23rd. I'm Archie Zauerletta.
The NFL draft starts tonight in Cleveland. The Jacksonville Jaguars have the number one pick. They're expected to select Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Some NFL prospects and fans will be in Cleveland tonight in person. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.